my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbath Church Congregation. I was out of Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is March 22, 2017. It is the year 24, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled Whiter Than Snow. Yahshua longed to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every high low, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Yahshua looked down from the throne in the sky and helped me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself and whatever I know. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Yahshua, for this I most humbly entreat, I wait blessing Yah at the crucified feet. My faith for my cleansing, I see the blood flow. Thou wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Yahshua, thou seest I patiently wait. I'm now admitting the air you heart create. To those who have sought thee, thou never saidst no. Thou wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Thou wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Righteousness by Faith, Part 2. We're going to go into 1 Kings now, Chapter 3. And Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of Yahweh and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Yahweh until those days. And Solomon loved the Yahweh, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer up on that altar. And Gibeon, the Yahweh appeared unto Solomon in a dream by night. And Yahweh said, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in the truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of the heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Yahweh, my Elohim, Thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Yahweh that Solomon had asked this thing, and Yahweh said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according unto thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream, and he said, and he came unto Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast unto all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king, and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my master, O my king, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. We were together, there was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child sup, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake for the king, and then they said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead, and the other saith, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king, and the king said, divide the living child into two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my master, king, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it, she is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of the Yahweh was in him to do judgment. Okay, that ends 1 Kings chapter 3. Let's go into 1 Kings now, chapter 8, and continue on with our study of righteousness by faith. He says, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel. Unto King Solomon and Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the Ark, and they brought up the Ark of the Yahweh and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. Even those did the priest and the Levites bring up, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yahweh unto his place, into the oracle of the house, unto the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above, and they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone that the Moses put there at the Horeb when the Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of Yahweh, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Yahweh had filled the house of Yahweh. Then spake Solomon. Yahweh said that he would dwell in a thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled his saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein, but I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the Yahweh said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well, that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house unto my name. And Yahweh hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David, my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built an house for the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Yahweh, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yahweh Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promisest him. Thou speakest also with thy mouth, and hast filled it with thine hand as it is this day. Therefore now, Yahweh Elohim, of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Yahweh of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David, my father, that will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heaven of the heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Yahweh my Elohim, to hearken unto the voice and unto the prayer of which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear that thou in heaven thy dwelling place, that when thou hearest, forgive if any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants of condemning the wicked, to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according unto his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again unto thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servant and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land a famine, if there be a pestilence, lasting mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, we shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give unto every man according unto his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, this is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country, for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm. When he shall come and pray toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according unto to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel. And that they may know that this house is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee, in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversity, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart, with all their soul, and the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer, and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and give thy people that have sinned against thee and all their transgressions, wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yahweh Elohim. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto Yahweh, he arose before the altar of Yahweh from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Yahweh that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Yahweh Elohim be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us, nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgment, with which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words wherewith I have made supplication be before the Yahweh be nigh unto thee, Yahweh or Elohim, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that our Yahweh is Elohim, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with Yahweh or Elohim to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice for the Yahweh. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of the peace offerings, which he offered unto Yahweh 2,020,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Yahweh. The same day did the king hallow the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered burnt offering and meat offering, and the fat of the peace offerings, because The brazen altar that was before the Yahweh was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of the Hamath unto the river of Egypt, before the Yahweh or Elohim, 7 days and seven days, even 14 days. On the eighth day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Yahweh had done for David his servant and for his for Israel his people. Okay, that's the end of 1 Kings chapter 8. That had 66 verses. That is quite a long time there. Let's go to 2 Chronicles now, chapter 6. Then said Solomon, the Yahweh has said that he would dwell in a thick darkness, but I have built a house of habitation for thee and a place for thy dwelling forever. And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth unto my father David, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build an house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. But the Yahweh said unto David, my father, Forasmuch as it is in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou didst dwell in that it was in thine heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house for my name. There's that name, Yahweh Elohim, and other names, sacred names. It just says that, for the Yahweh therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken. For I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel as the Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And in it have I put the ark wherein is the covenant of the Yahweh that he made with the children of Israel. And he stood before the altar of the Yahweh, and in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hand. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and said, O Yahweh Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, and spakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine heart, as it is this day. Now therefore, Yahweh Elohim of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou hast promised him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel. Yet, thy children take heed unto their way to walk in my laws, as thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Yahweh Elohim of Israel, let thy word be verified, which thou hast spoken unto thy servant David. So let Elohim in very deed dwell with men on the earth. Behold, heaven, the heaven and the earth, heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, unto the prayer of thy servant and unto his supplication. O Yahweh, my Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prays for thee, that thine eyes may be opened upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of thy servant and of thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, and hear thou from heaven, and do and judge thy servant by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according unto his righteousness. And if thy people, Israel, be put to the worse before the enemy because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name and pray and make supplication before thee in this house, then hear thou from the heavens and forgive the sin of thy people Israel and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto them and unto their fathers. And the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee. Yet if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, and hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, of which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting or mildew, locust or caterpillar, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this place, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people, Israel, but is come from a far country, for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according unto all that the stranger calleth unto thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name. See, all people of the earth may know thy name. And to fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemies by the way that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee toward this city, which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heaven their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause. They sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not. And thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemy. And they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near. Yet if they bethink themselves in the land where they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly, if they return unto thee with all their heart, and with all their soul, and the land of their captivity, whether they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my Elohim, let I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Yahweh Elohim, unto thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Yahweh Elohim, be clothed with salvation. Let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Yahweh Elohim, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David thy servant. Okay, that ends 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Let's go and see now. We're going to go now to Job chapter 6 and see what is offered up there. Job chapter 6. It says, but Job answered and said, oh, that my grief were 30 weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up, for the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of Yahweh do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass, or loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, that Yahweh would grant me the thing that I long for, even that it would please Yahweh to destroy me, and he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I have comfort, yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stone, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as a stream of brooks they pass away, of which are blackish by reason of the ice, and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is not hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Tema looked. The companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped they came thither and were ashamed. For now ye are nothing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forceful are right words! But what doth your arrogance reprove? Do you imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content. Look upon me, for it is evident unto you, if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? This is Job talking here. I'm going to read that verse 29 again. Return, I pray you. Let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. So, Job, he knew he had righteousness. He knew that he had righteousness. He's been terribly afflicted. He's crying out to Yahweh. He says, return. He said, return my righteousness. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Question mark. Cannot my taste discern perverse things? Well, he wouldn't feast with his sons and daughters on their birthdays. Because that was total idolatry. He wouldn't have anything to do with them. He turned away from that. And he would not visit them. He'd make sacrifices for them at his own place. But he wouldn't go near their place. And they were strangers unto him. And one day, Yahweh gives Satan the power to come down and afflict Job and destroy his children. And Job, he destroyed all 10 of them. 7 sons and 3 daughters. Because they were wicked. They were sinners, and they didn't have any taste to discern perverse things. Boy, they loved idolatry. They loved feasting. Can you imagine celebrating their own birthday? That way back then? That must have begun at the Garden of Eden, that idea. Anyway, that's the end of Job chapter 6. There was 30 verses in that chapter. Now we go to Job chapter 8. It says, then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, how long will I speak these things, and how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Does Yahweh pervert judgment? Or doth the Almighty pervert justice? If thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression, and now here is Bildad, the Shuhite, that's speaking to Job, and he's saying, if thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression. They did sin against Yahweh. And Yahweh did cast Job's children away because of their transgression. Here it is right there. The birthday celebration. The Bildad is confirming here that Yahweh cast them away and destroyed them because of their birthday celebrations, among other things, no doubt. But the record only shows that it was birthday celebrations when they died on one of their birthdays. If thou wouldest seek unto Yahweh betimes and make thy supplications unto the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Oh, my. Bildad is really putting it on him. Says, thou wert pure and upright, now, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to search of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee, and tell thee, and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? While it is yet in his greenness, and not cut down, it withers before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget Yahweh, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his branch shooteth forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seeth the place of stone. If he destroy him from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen thee. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, Yahweh will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers. So Yahweh proved that when he let Satan go and destroy Job's 10 children. They were evildoers. But this man, Bildad, he's making a correct statement here. He says, Yahweh will not cast away a perfect man. Because he's saying, boy, you're in trouble, Job. You're sitting there in ashes, and boy, you're just hurting. You got boils from head to toe, and you're just really hurting. And he says, well, Yahweh will not cast away a perfect man, and look like he's casting you away. Okay, in other words, Bildad is accusing Job of having self-righteousness, and Bildad is wrong, but we'll soon find that out. Till he filled thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Okay. You have a similar verse here in Isaiah 66, verse 5. I'll read that verse, Job 8:22 again. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. Well, that happened to Kermit. And Kermit did that Isaiah 66 on us, and they did this here Job 8:22 on us. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 66. I just want to show you something here. It says, hear the word of Yahweh, ye that tremble his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Yahweh be glorified, that he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Well, that's the same thing as saying right here in Job 8:22. So this was no new thing that Isaiah was saying here. Job had already said it. Okay, let's now, that's the end of Job chapter 8. Let's go to Job 27 now and continue on with this thread, the subject of righteousness by faith. Job 27. It says, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as Yahweh liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of Yahweh is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit, for Yahweh forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. that mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that rise up against me as the unrighteous. Now let's read that verse 6 and 7 again. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. Okay, here's Job saying, that's what we should all say. If we finally arrive at righteousness like Abraham and all others like him that followed him, he says, my righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. So Job is answering his friends, his enemies. Let mine enemies be as the wicked, and he that rise up against me as the unrighteous. So what happened down in Kermit? The supposedly righteous leader, Brother W. Johnson, a prophet in Israel, along with the rest of the members of the congregation, they rose up. And he said, let mine enemies be as the wicked, and he that rise up against me as the unrighteous. And so they rose up against the righteous. And Job says they're unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though he hath gained, when Elohim taketh away his soul. But Elohim hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him. Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon the Yahweh? I will teach you by the hand of Yahweh, that which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. Behold, all ye yourselves have seen it. Why then are ye thus altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with Elohim, and the heritage of the oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with the bread. Those that remain of him shall not be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay. Let's go back and let's read verse 15 again. I made an error. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as a moth and as a booth that he keepeth, that the keeper maketh. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. The east wind carrieth him away, and he departeth, and as a storm hurleth him out of his place. For Yahweh shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Okay, that's the end of chapter 27. Now let's see what is our next chapter. Job chapter 29. Moreover, Job continued his prayer and said, oh, that I were as in the months past, as in the days when the Elohim preserved me, when his candles shine upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of Yahweh was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness unto me, because I delivered the poor, and that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused a widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I unto the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. And I brake the jaws of the wicked, and took the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silent at my counsel. After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouths wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not. The light of my countenance they cast not down. I chose out their way, and sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. Now let's go back and read verse 14 again. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. Okay, this brings us to close our study this hour. We're going to close now with a song. For those that want to continue on reading about righteousness and Job, and Job chapter 33 and chapter 35 and 36 deals with righteousness with Job. So, let us bring our study to a close now with a song. What a friend we have in Yahshua. Thank you. with a load of care. Precious angels will arise. Here's our friend's disguise for shame.